following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. We all know how rewarding being a fan is when your team's winning. Other times, not so much. But now being a fan can be rewarding year-round thanks to StubHub Fan Rewards. StubHub Fan Rewards was created to give you a little something extra, like seat upgrades, unique fan experiences, and up to 3% in rewards for doing what you already do, buying tickets. No-brainer, right? So head to StubHub and sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards today. It's 100% free to join and 100% rewarding.
StubHub! Vámonos, muchachos! We ride!
Everyone knows how scary a flat tire can be. Imagine getting one at 100 miles an hour. Hi, I'm Sal Fish, CEO of the Score Baja 1000. Flat tires used to be a big problem for Baja racers, but with Slime Tire Sealant, flat tires are a thing of the past. Slime is the official tire sealant of the Baja 1000 because the bottom line is, if you get a flat, you lose. So listen, buy some slime, put it in your tires, and don't get caught flat.
Get your green slime at AutoZone and Myers.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Spencer Schubert in as a co-host today. Glad to have everyone along after we had yesterday off for a rain delay. It was a little bit of baseball, then a rain delay, and then a lot more baseball as the Kearney Little Leaguers. Well, they're going to leave their mark because they scored more runs in an inning than anyone has in the history of the Little League World Series. Consolation win yesterday over Germany, 17-1. We'll hear from Brad Wagner a little bit later on in the show. Our Tuesdays throughout the fall sports season is when we catch up with our college football coaches at UNK and Hastings College, Daryl Morris and Tony Harper. So they're going to be joining us here in the first couple segments of the show. Also, our high school preview takes us to Kennesaw. Craig Schnitzler and the boys are ranked throughout the top 10 in Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, and Huskerland Prep Report. So all that coming up. Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw, Brad Wagner, Kearney Little League, and Tony Harper and Daryl Morris. But, hey, a lot to talk about after missing the weekend. And, Spencer, welcome back in. How's it going, man?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I was keeping busy with a variety of things. We had a Nebraska Broadcasters Convention last week. Then I had some family stuff over the weekend. Then we had the Little League yesterday. You, on the other hand, way more important.
Yes.
I have to admit that I have never... All my friends that have went down the aisle and been engaged, I didn't know it was such a long process for engagement photographs.
Well, you know, when you want outdoor and indoor in two different locations, sometimes it can spill over to 2 days. I was fortunate to have that experience myself.
That's why they have Photoshop.
Yes, Photoshop is. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing. The outdoor is probably the way we're going to go with our engagement photos in terms of what we might put in the paper, all that stuff. Kearney Hub, get ready for that excitement. But there was a bathtub shot we had. And this bathtub, if you've met me, I am not a small fella. I'm quite large, and you give me this bathtub, and if you've seen photographers in their bathtubs, they're not big. So I sit down in it first, and then they want her to come in and join me and do something cute. I almost broke two legs. No joke. But we got it done. We got it done. So
was this
an
outdoor bathtub thing?
It was in the middle of a field, right? It was up in Ashton, Nebraska.
Were you inspired by any famous television commercials of the last year to do an outdoor bathtub scene? Cialis?
No inspiration there, Mr.
I was just wondering why there wasn't enough room in the tub. That's all I'm saying. Now, when are the nuptials?
I think we're going for next week, so. No, I'm joking. June 1st. Good June Lord. 1st Jesus. Is the big day.
It'd probably be easier if it was next week.
I know. That's what she wants. I think we both want.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can always email us to the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Your thought on what the Little Leaguers have done? I mean, I thought for a little while there yesterday they were going to be able to come home and say that they outscored the competition even after what happened in the first two games.
You know, a fantastic ending for this Kearney Little League team. You know, talking to Brad Wagner throughout the entire tournament, 12-1, 12-0 losses. Definitely not the way they came in and thought they were going to play and thought they were going to see, but they saw two fantastic pitchers. I think they were one or two hit in that second game. So to see the pitchers you see at this level, well, you have to take that into consideration. But what they were able to do against the team from Randstein, Germany, that was just a great, great thing to see those guys. And Coach Brad Wagner, he said going in that he was going to get as many guys as he could in there, and he certainly did. He got a lot of guys on the mound, a lot of guys at the plate, and they were having fun. And the nice thing is they get one more game. It's not going to be on TV, but they're taking on Uganda, kind of the story of this Little League World Series.
Yeah, first time for them to be over at the Little League World Series. So they get the umpires, they get the scoreboard, they get the field. It just won't be on television or here on ESPN as the first three games were. And then, again, for the folks that are wondering, and we'll hear from Coach Wagner, but I spoke with him yesterday after the game, they will then, if I got this right, they get in a bus like at midnight tomorrow night, and then they travel 3 hours to the airport. Wow. Of course, you got to be there early in the morning, you know. Mm-hmm. So they'll fly out early Thursday morning into Omaha, supposed to get into Omaha around 9:30, and then he figures that they'll probably get something to eat and then load up and head back to Kearney. So he anticipates an early to mid-afternoon arrival in Kearney if you're waiting to see when you can see him on the horizon.
There you go.
So that's what the story is, and we'll hear from Coach Brad Wagner a little bit later on in the program. Well, just when football practice started, that's when the temperature started to get a little bit better, and we are every Tuesday going to talk with Tony Harper at Hastings College and Daryl Moores at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And Coach Moores joins us here now that class is in session. Coach, good morning. How are you? Welcome back.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Well, we're doing okay. We're getting ready for the season. We haven't twisted any ankles or sprained any toes.
Well, you'd have to do some running to do that.
That's not going to happen.
Let's start there, Daryl. I mean, every coach needs to get their team ready, but the most important thing is to not get anybody injured. How are we setting?
Well, for the most part, we're pretty good. Parker Jolly, our starting center, has suffered a leg injury that will make him maybe a game day decision as to whether he'll be able to play against Washburn or not. If he doesn't, then Cody Wheeler will take that spot, and then Nate Bryan will be at that left guard spot. But for the most part, we're still in pretty good shape. I don't think Jack Douglas, who's a good defensive player for us, will probably play against Washburn. But other than that, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Coach, Doug mentioned the element of having these kids in school. What kind of element is that for you right now?
Well, usually, you know, when we challenged our team yesterday, the Monday that school starts is historically the worst practice that I think every football program has every year because of all the distractions and everything going on. So I think we had a pretty decent practice yesterday, so I'm hopeful that our kids are the type of group that will be focused and ready to go every day to come to work. But you're exactly right. You're not in camp any longer. There's other things going on. They have other commitments and time things on their plate, so there's not as much football as we'd like we have during 2 days.
UNK football coach Daryl Moores with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert on today's program. Coach, think back to the opening day of practice and think back to yesterday's practice. What makes you smile?
Well, you know, the emergence of some guys that we brought into camp, for example, O'Neal Chambers, who played football at BYU, and I mean played football there and scored touchdowns for BYU, has been a very pleasant pickup late in the process of recruiting. And I'm going to throw out a name that a lot of people that follow our football program remember, Richie Ross, and this kid is every bit of that. So we're excited about what he brings to the table and what we're maybe going to be able to do with him. But just the fact that our older kids are back in the swing of it, their retention was very good, and we've got some good young kids in our football program that I think we can see a couple years down the road are going to be excellent players for us.
coach look back to those same practices and what's making you cringe right now?
You know, Justin Sweberg's our long snapper, and Justin, and there's a guy I forgot to mention who probably won't play against Washburn, starting middle linebacker, led our team in tackles last year, broke his leg over the summertime, and won't be ready for Washburn, maybe Emporia, we're hoping. But he's our long snapper, and right now I can see us getting beat because we mess up a long snap right now.
Well, let's go to the question that's probably going to be there every week throughout the year. How is the quarterback situation coming along, and do you have a number one yet?
Well, we don't yet, but it is coming along, and it's a good battle. Eric Kaiser right now is number one on the depth chart, and Tyler DeAmora is number two, and Kevin Romero is number three. So, you know, we're going to probably get that settled here by the end of the week, but both those kids look good as we thought he would. Eric Kaiser, with more reps than he got in spring, is really coming along. He's making good decisions. He's throwing the ball to the open guy, which is key. And he's making good decisions back there.
How much of a decision at quarterback is a coach, maybe with some assistance from guys like Tommy Flanagan and some of the other offensive leaders that are coming back?
Well, you know, I mean, you basically base it on a total body of work, but obviously the ability of the quarterback to be a leader and his ability to rally the rest of the guys around him. A guy like Tommy Flanagan, who's a leader on our offense and a captain, certainly if he's expressing confidence in the quarterback, that's just going to help the rest of them. So there is some of that involved, but, you know, I don't think they would have a problem with either guy, whether it be Tyler DeAmora or whether it be Eric Kaiser.
I think we touched on it a little bit, Daryl, but just remind the folks again, are their styles the same, or is Tyler more of a throwing quarterback?
No, Tyler's actually a little bit more athletic. He runs the ball. He has a great understanding of the running game. He was taught well in the zone read, no-huddle offense at Arizona pretty well. Doesn't have a strong arm. He doesn't have the strongest arm in camp. So Eric Kaiser has a stronger arm. But has a three-quarter delivery, which is a little bit of a deal. But, probably Tyler runs probably better than Eric. Eric's pretty fast, but not what you'd call quick and agile. So they're both unique in their own respect.
Coach Siegel, how's he coming along, obviously, with all these new quarterbacks, as well as just getting the system down pat for himself?
He's still learning, and we're still coaching him up a little bit, but for the most part, he's in command of it. He's calling plays in scrimmages, and he's going to be in the booth, which is a little bit different for us. You know, Russ Martin was always on the sideline, but Coach Siegel prefers to be up in the booth where he gets a little bit better view of things. So we'll look and see how that works out for us. If it works, great. If not, we'll make some kind of a change there. But I'm very pleased with him. The kids like him. He's an excellent quarterback coach. I think probably the development of Eric Kaiser in a relatively short period of time is mostly attributed to Andy's ability to coach quarterbacks. So we're very happy with Andy Siegel.
Last minute here with UNK football coach Daryl Morris, the season opener at Washburn a week from Thursday on the 30th. You mentioned the long snapper. Well, if you can get it back to the holder, you got to have a guy to kick it. You're young there. How are those guys coming along?
Well, you know what? Drew Farley, we got out of Norfolk Catholic. Drew is the guy we brought in to be our kicker, and it looks like that's going to be the case. He'll be a true freshman. He has a strong leg. He has been, as a lot of young kickers do, he's been struggling a little bit with some leg fatigue and a little bit of soreness. He had a knee operated on in high school, and that knee's given him just a little bit of trouble because of the usage. So we've had to back off on him a little bit, but he was bombing them in kickoff cover practice yesterday all the way into the end zone, which is what we're looking for, his placement as well. And anybody that followed him in high school knows he can reach the goalpost from 50 yards out on a field goal. So I think once he gets accustomed, we do have to speed him up a little bit. He's a little bit slow to the ball, and that's high school, you know. So at college, they'll block it if you're not on time. So there's a couple of adjustments we're making with him, but I feel good about Drew Farley.
Obviously, we know what the problems were with the turnovers last year. Have you seen improvement? Can you tell if you've seen improvement so far?
Well, you know, I won't be able to see improvement until he plays some football games. I mean, I know I'm talking about high and tight, and every time I see the ball when a guy runs away from me, I'm on him about that. So, you know, we want our guys to carry the football high and tight and try to prevent it getting stripped or knocked away from them. I think we've had one fumble in a scrimmage that I can recall. So, so far, so good. We haven't thrown a lot of picks. That's good. So, but you're right. In the RMAC, you could have five turnovers and still win. In MIAA, you get five turnovers, they'll turn it into 10 points apiece, and you'll get beat by 50.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday as you get ready for Washburn, Darrell. Between now and then, number one on your list, maybe besides naming the quarterback, is what?
Just staying healthy and then continuing to develop and getting a game plan put together and getting our kids understanding it.
All right. It looked like everybody was smiling in the preseason photograph of the football team. So let's see if we can keep that smile all season long. Darrell, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, we'll see you guys.
Take care. Darrell Morris, head football coach at UNK. I think Spencer Schubert co-hosting today. I think there's just anticipation right now, much like Nebraska going into the Big Ten. UNK is different than Nebraska going into the Big Ten. Nebraska had four games. You see what they had. They went in. They took out a national power in Wisconsin. Nebraska, Kearney, is not going to have that. They're still going to take on, I think you could probably say, a national power in Washburn. They're ranked 20th in the country. The Lopers are not ranked, which I still find a little bit of a surprise because I do think this, Spencer. I think UNK is going to have one of the best defenses in the country. Now, we'll see how good that is in the MIAA. If they were in the RMAC, they'd be the best defense in the conference. In the MIAA, I don't know.
Well, I mean, talking to a lot of the defensive guys, guys like Justin Teal, even the injured Justin Swedberg right now, they're confident, not only in themselves, but this offense. Like you said, the quarterback position right now, it's in flux. You don't know who you're going to get right now. Eric Kaiser seems to be that guy that it's his job to lose. But right now, the defense is just as confident in themselves as they are in this offense. They don't think there's going to be much of a drop-off. But I personally find that hard to believe, at least for maybe the Washburn game, maybe their second game of the year. They got to get these quarterbacks in-game reps, and that's more than anything any practice can do. So that's my thoughts on it.
And it'll be a lot easier for these quarterbacks to come along if they can run the football, and they need a running back. How much will they actually just put Flanagan back there as the running back now that they got O'Neal Chambers in to maybe be the number one wide receiver? Offensive line, how good are they? If they can move the ball on the ground in this spread offense that Coach Moore says they're going to continue to run, even with the new quarterbacks back there, it'll make it a lot easier. You'll have a few more openings. You won't be forced. You won't be taking the sacks. Because if you can't run the ball, those boys are going to bring the pressure and you're dead.
And I hate to say it, but think about how many plays throughout the season last year was Spitzelberger just ad-libbing from the backfield when the pass play, whatever it was called, breaks down. He was the guy that was finding a way to get a first down. He was getting 8 yards out of what might have been a 3 or 4 yard sack. That's what this new quarterback, and right now it seems like Eric Kaiser, and it's good to hear Coach Morris at least say he's a mobile guy. He's a guy that has a good rushing base, and he'll need that, obviously, with what Spitzelberger was able to do last season.
Speaking of mobile, the Midway Auto Dealership Group will get you wherever you need to go during this sports season, whether it's college, whether it's high school, whether you're going to see the Huskers. You want to be able to get there and back and do it, not necessarily always just in style, but maybe you need to put the whole group in a van. Maybe you need to put them in an SUV. Maybe you need to be hauling your tailgate stuff in a new Silverado pickup. They've got it for you at the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Maybe you don't need a new or pre-owned vehicle. You just need to get your service so it's ready to go for this fall. The Mopar Express Lane and GM Quick Lube Lane, no appointment necessary, in and out in less than 30 minutes for less than $30. See them today. Midway, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They've got a week of practice in the books at Hastings College. We'll hear from Tony Harper next.
Summer, it's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you gotta call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've gotta call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Want high school football score updates every Friday? Direct to your mobile, text Platte River Preps to 90210 today. And be ready for the start of the season. The Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show debuts August 24th after the football on Classic Hits 98.9.
Partly sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off at around 92 for a high. Winds out of the south-southwest develop from 10 to 15. Tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies and a low at 60 with a light south wind. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. It is Tuesday, and don't forget every Tuesday night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, it's Wing Basket Night. $5, 10 flame broiled wings. Get your buddies down there. Maybe you've got baseball practice. Maybe after football or volleyball practice or cross-country run today, you slide on in with the family, you get a whole bunch of wings, and you get them in all your different flavors, sweet, zing, hot, yummy, mix them up, 10, 20, 30 of them, however many you need, and they're only $5 a basket. I mean, seriously, you can bring in your family and get 40 wings. It's $20.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to do any better than that, folks. It's the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Wednesdays, Big Burger Nights, and they're there 7 days a week. Lunch specials every day. Happy hour from 2 until 5:30. And maybe you want to rent out the party room after the ball game. Maybe you got a pregame celebrate or a tailgate that you want to do before you head out to a Friday night or Thursday night contest. The rooms are available. Get a hold of them at the Chicken Coop. Stop by today, the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Well, at Hastings College, they're only a week into practice, but that's okay. They've got a couple weeks and a half before they even have to strap it up against Dort. And Tony Harper, the head football coach of the Broncos, is back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert from NTV, my co-host today. Coach, how are you doing?
Doing great. Just got off the practice field today. Felt pretty good, so looking forward to it.
Week in, you probably got everything settled.
Oh, you know, everything is set in stone. We're feeling so comfortable. We're going to take a couple of days off, I think.
Well, let's start. We talked with Daryl just before this, obviously, and they've got a few more practices under their belt. Can you, in 1 week, because I know you have to put them in the pads, you got to wait a little while, you got to acclimate them, have you been able to see improvement in just 1 week?
We have been able to see improvement. I think the biggest, from our standpoint, the biggest improvement we've seen is the young guys understanding our expectations on and off the field and kind of getting used to our calls. We've seen some growth by our older guys, kind of taking the younger guys underneath their wings and being some leaders. So we've seen growth in that part of the game, but we got a long ways to go before we can really get out there and put the pads on and compete against anybody right now.
Coach, some question marks in the backfield for UNK. Not the case with you. You have Keenan Balazs. You have Dalton Seeley back. You have John Dostal taken care of under center. How exciting is it to have those guys not only all healthy for the first time in quite a while, but not only that, but to have their leadership in practice?
Well, you know, it's a great feeling of, you know, we can relax a little bit because we know everything's going to be fine over there. Those guys are doing a great job. And, you know, Dalton, we can tell, to be honest with you, he's coming out and, you know, he's always going an extra 5 yards after the whistle blows. That shows you how hungry Dalton is. Well, then Keenan, not to be outdone, he's going to go another 5 after that. So it's nice to see that. You know, John's done a pretty good job with his leadership. We got some fundamental technique things we got to work on, but you know, that's where everything starts, at the backfield for us and for any college football team, and that just allows us a place to lean on when it starts to get a little rough.
Anybody tackling them yet? Because obviously that's where you got to start.
No, we haven't tackled him very much at all. We got a lot of work to do there. We've kind of hammered onto it. Last year's last year, and that's in the past. We're seeing some good things with some young guys on the defensive side of the ball. They got some reps, last year to give those older guys breathers. Our biggest thing at defense on the linebacker standpoint is our fifth. Sometimes we're not understanding where we need to be, but every day it's gotten better. Quincy Johnson has really had a very good, solid spring. Curtis Hudeberg, I tell you what, we moved him to linebacker a year or two ago. It's clicking for him. He's doing a pretty good job, and now we got to get the other nine guys to get in the same spots as well.
Coach, also shaking things up a little bit on the defensive end. It's not a surprise that you guys have a new linebacker assistant, so to speak, all volunteer, but you're bringing in Mike Davis, the new bald head on campus. Talk about what that does for you and what he's able to bring to the table.
We've talked a little bit about having Coach Davis here. It's been a great opportunity for me to pick his brain. He played over there at Virginia Tech. He's coached with the Beef, and now he's coaching with the Danger. He just brings so much more knowledge to it. And I think as a coach, if we're not asking other coaches what they're doing so we can steal some ideas from them, I don't think we're going to get better. And Coach Davis has done a great job. We're very fortunate to have him down here volunteering, and he's at almost every practice. The guys really respect him. We're saying the same thing. So then all of a sudden now Coach Hart might know something because Coach Davis says it the same way. So it's really good for us.
Has he acclimated to the 100-yard field?
I think I need to get him to do some wind sprints here in the next couple of days or something, some kind of shape he's in.
Tony Harper with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Spencer Schubert co-hosting today. Coach, most coaches, they get that first weekend, try to get everybody's feet wet, and then this is about the time where you put the hammer down and then give them that last week to kind of catch their breath and catch their legs. Is this starting tomorrow, starting today? When do you put the hammer down on these guys?
What we're going to do is we kind of put the hammer down on them last night. We're about 4 days in. We're actually, I think, just finished up with our 12th and 13th practice. All these days run together right now, so I'm not even sure what day of the week it is, but we're trying to get these guys, let's go, because we have so many fresh faces, new people in different places. We really tried to hit the hammer yesterday. We got a situational practice at Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday, so we couldn't really wait toward the end of this week to do that. We got to get the guys up to game speed because Wesleyan's been in camp for a whole week longer than we have, so we're trying to get our guys up to that.
Explain that to people, Coach. It's basically a scrimmage.
It really is, and Coach Keller approached us about that last year, and it's really modeled after the NFL style. It's a very controlled scrimmage. We come out, we're going to do about 10 minutes of a couple special teams. We're going to do some 7-on-7 for about 20 minutes. All of that stuff is no contact. And then we'll only have about a 25 to 35 play scrimmage, just, quick whistle. But it's just to get the guys banging against somebody in a different colored uniform. It allows us to get our checks in and the other side of the ball and not know what's going on. It's just a great opportunity for us to get. Plus, we can get them off campus. Even though we got a great campus here, we can get them off. We can kind of sequester them and kind of just talk to them, say, okay, this is what we're looking for. It's a great opportunity for us.
Coach, a dynamic, obviously, like you said, they have a week of practice in. You have a week to go. Having that first bye week, I guess, so to speak, and having that week to wait while everybody else hits the gridiron, what does that do for you? What kind of dynamic does that toss in?
Well, what we got to do is we got to keep our guys as kids calm and cool. We can't throw a bunch of stuff at them. When we put something in, we got to make sure it's clicking for them. They understand what we're expecting. We got to expect our guys. They got to know from us as coaches when we go to Lincoln on this Saturday, they're going out there to compete. They're not going out there to score X amount of points and shut them out and do all that stuff. We got to get more knowledge within our system. We got to play within our system. We got to communicate. We can't push the panic button when something goes wrong. So this is really great for us because now we can do this thing on Saturday. We'll have an inter-squad scrimmage next Saturday. So hopefully the guys that we kind of work the kinks out of it and say, guys, relax, man. It's a game. Let's go out there, line up, play football, do what you do. But we just got to keep them calm, and we just got to put them in the right direction.
Well, Tony, I know we're only a week in, so there's not a whole lot more to talk about. But when we talk next Tuesday, we can see how the scrimmage went and how things are moving along. So we'll let you get a little lunch and get back into the film room.
Sounds great. Thank you all.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Tony Harper joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Morris, Coach Harper every Tuesday bringing you the very latest from the Broncos and from the Lopers. That is such a fringe thing, getting these. I mean, how many guys do you take to a scrimmage like that?
Right. I mean, you got to think not only that, how many guys you take, but how many guys, how much action do you give them? I mean, you look at what Nebraska did this last week with their in-team scrimmage. They held back Taylor Martinez. Rex Burkhead didn't get a lot of reps. Do you do that with some of the guys like Dalton Seeley that's still trying to feel out that knee? He might say it's 100%, but, you know, Rustin Dring thought he was 100% heading into the year last year. How much do you take that into effect as well?
And Nebraska, it's been kind of quiet now. There hasn't really been media availability since late last week, the early Saturday or the early Friday practice, the last of 2-a-days, and they had the scrimmage. So more in it. We'll hear more from the coach later today after their 3:45 practice. The Huskers are into their regular routine. We're going to get to the high school level with Craig Schnitzler at Kennesaw. We're going to hear from Kearney Little League coach Brad Wagner and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia people. It's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, as you get ready to settle in for this NFL season or maybe the sprint for the cup in NASCAR, or Major League Baseball playoffs, or the FedEx Cup in golf, which starts this weekend. You want to be comfortable? Do it in a new recliner from Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Maybe you're the kind of folks that have everybody over to your house. Maybe you need the sectional. Maybe you need the love seat. Maybe you need the extra chairs. They're going to take care of you at Bruce Furniture. Plus, they'll move the old furniture out, and they'll take it over to your kid's place, or they'll take it to the auction, or they'll take it to the dump, or they'll take it to Goodwill, depending on the condition, depending on what you want done with it. Out with the old, in with the new. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
All right, everybody, listen up. We're all concerned about home security, and Protection One is the second largest security company with over 1 million customers nationwide. Get started with them right now, and you can get 2 months of free security protection.
That's right. Now, Protection One has been to my house.
Me too.
And the things they can do with technology, it's unbelievable. Blew my mind.
Really does.
You can control the system, for instance, from your mobile phone, even when you're not at home.
That, to me, is the most amazing thing. And the other thing I love about them is they offer personal service. You get to talk to a human. There's no hit one for this, hit two for that, auto phone attendant stuff?
No, never, ever. You really should do what we've done and switch to Protection One for your home or business security. You'll save money, get the industry's best technology and service. Call 866-766-1881 or go online today for your free security evaluation and mention our names for a special offer. Switching could not be easier. You can save money doing it. Go to protectionone.com/Mike to get 2 months free. That's right, 2 months free. 866-766-1881 or online protectionone.com/Mike. Peace of mind, save money. Contact Protection One today.
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at Autotech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. Autotech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to Autotech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered to FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off at around 92 for a high. Winds out of the south-southwest develop from 10 to 15. Tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies and a low at 60 with a light south wind. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug did it along with Spencer Schubert of NTV. That is how I'm supposed to refer to you, right?
You can just go Spence. Shorten it up a little bit.
All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at Burger King, home of the Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. They're next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Also, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Carney Cinema in Carney. Also in Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington. It is time for today's high school football preview.
It's time for a Platte River Preps high school sports preview now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Craig Schnitzler, head football coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who are highly ranked in the D2 poll this year. Huskerland Prep has them number 3 in the state. And coach, welcome back to the program. They get their show underway on Friday against Pleasanton. And I guess first question is, how are things looking for the Blue Devils right now?
Oh, so far it's gone really good this fall. This is the exciting part of the year, and guys are really looking forward to getting started on Friday night.
Coach, I know I picked on you a little bit with some TV stories earlier last week, but obviously the leader of this team, your own kid, Tyler Schnitzler, talk about what he means to this team.
Well, he brings great leadership and experience to the team, and just that ability to get the kids in the right places and see things on the field, and athletically, he makes plays.
Now, we talk about Tyler being the leader on this team and the number one Schnitzler, but while we were doing games last year, there was a, younger Schnitzler in the press box that was talking about greatness. You want to fill us in on that?
That would be Preston. He's a freshman this season, and he's been hampered a little bit with some back problems, but I think he'll be ready to go on Friday night, and we'll be working him and a couple of other younger players at IBAC.
Coach, looking at your schedule, obviously Pleasanton to start the year. Then you have Giltner in week 3. Talk about the short gauntlet here just to start the year.
Going in with Pleasanton, we're really going in with an unknown. They graduated some very good players last year, and we're not sure if they're going to come out in their spread offense like they did last year, if they're going to line up and try to power game. And so, it's been a concern, but it's been a great challenge for our kids to prepare for anything and everything for Friday night.
We're talking with Craig Schnitzler. He's the head football coach at Kennesaw. What do the numbers look like, coach, and what did last year's run do for the, numbers and the enthusiasm to get this year going?
Yeah, our numbers are down a little bit. We have 22 out. We had 25 or 26 out last year. We graduated a big class, 10 seniors, and so I think we got seven freshmen coming in. So we were close to matching that, but they were a great bunch. This group come in. They were hungry. They want to get back to what, like last season, and they have worked extremely hard in the off season getting ready.
Craig, you know how it is in every school, and the smaller the town, the more hearsay you have out there. So let me throw out a couple of things that I've heard is that some of the guys you lost last year not only were talented, but they were big boys, and you might not have as many big boys to replace them this year. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I would say a little bit. Six of the 10 seniors that graduated were in the backfield. So, two of them played tight end. So that's 8. And then we had a center and a guard. And the guard was a big guy, Justin Burr, who was 6'3", 6'4", 275. But I think size wise, we're in good shape this year. We're going to go about 215 to 235 across the board.
And who are those big boys on the defensive line, probably offensive line as well in this day and age, but who are some of those names that are going to have to stand up and hold it in the trenches?
We got Dalton Bender, who will be a 3-year starter for us at guard. He's 6'2", 215. And then the other senior, Mason Stoker, who will be another 3-year starter. He's 6'2", 215. The fourth senior, we have 4 seniors out. And Devin Burr, who's 5'10", 205, played offensive line last year for us, and we're looking to move him to fullback this year. And then we got Michael Dovey, who's a junior. He's 6'200". We've got one of our guards, another junior, who's 6 foot 215, and then we have a sophomore about 5'11", 235. And, you know, those guys are up front, and then Colton Blankenship is about 170. He's on the small end if you as a tight end with what we've got this year, but we feel really good about our front five. They're big, they're strong, they move well, they're very athletic, and so they're going to pave the way for our young backs.
Coach, looking at your district in Class D2 this year, you have District 6, you have you guys, Shelton, Lawrence, Nelson, Amherst, Wilcox, Hildreth, and Axtell. Obviously, when you hear those team names, you think right away Shelton is your top competitor, at least heading in. What's your thoughts of the district you got?
Well, I think it's going to be a challenge, and hopefully as the season goes, we continue to get better, but if you just look at the names alone, there's a tremendous football tradition at a lot of those schools. Lawrence Nelson, Axtell, Amherst, Shelton is on the rise. You know, it's just, it's if you go by tradition, it's a tough district.
I was going to say, if you would take the best team from all of those schools in the last 8 years, I mean, they've all been in the playoffs in that amount of time, you would have the toughest district of all time out there. Coach, any major changes or minor changes with the talent that you have to make that the fans will see is maybe different than last year?
Well, I think defensively is probably going to be our biggest challenge. We've got some very young DBs alongside of Tyler, and just getting them comfortable, trying to figure out if we need to play some zone or if we can play man with, because we're going to have freshmen and sophomores out there, and just getting their feet wet and helping them learn the system and be comfortable in what they're doing and what we're trying to do is going to be big early in the season. And no, you're going to see power football with those guys up front. We really believe that we've got probably across the board as good a five as there is out there, and we need to use that to our advantage, and then we've got a great quarterback in Tyler.
As we head into the last minute here with Coach Craig Schnitzler, has Tyler made his decision what he wants to do after Kennesaw?
Well, he would like to play football. It's just a matter of where. We don't know that yet, and just waiting to see who shows interest, the most interest, and try to help out academically and financially.
You're not only, obviously, the head football coach, but you're the athletic director. There's some minor rule changes, and we haven't really even brought this up with any other coaches that we were talking to, but I have to think, as we're talking to you in this Class D level, let's face it, your kids have been student managers, and I see this rule with keeping the helmets on, and this is no shot at anybody in particular, but let's face it, the smaller the school, they're not getting new equipment every year. You're trying to make sure that your student manager's got everything in there. Are any of these, especially that helmet rule, of any concern at all this year?
Well, I think it can be. You know, you're talking about it doesn't matter what class you're in. There's some tremendous hitting going on, and just a hit to pop off a helmet, and then you've got one of your best players sitting out of play can be huge. You know, and the only time that they don't have to come out of the game is if there's a flag on the play, and you know we've seen it where just a really good hit pops a helmet off, and so we've really talked to the kids on several occasions already this season that we want to make sure that chin strap is really tight and snug so that it can't come up above the chin and allow that helmet to come off.
That'll be interesting because it's 3rd and 1, it's 4th quarter, the helmet pops off of the quarterback. Take a delay of game, put him back in. You know, what the heck. We'll see how it goes. It should be fun times. This week's season opener for Kennesaw can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:30. It's Kennesaw taking on Pleasanton. And, Coach, I know it's going to be a great, great run. We'll see with the Giltner game in a few weeks. And let's see if you guys can get things off to the kind of start you did last year, best run in school history. So thanks for
the
time.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Craig, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
Craig Schnitzler, they went 11-1. You got to wonder if they got that unfinished business thing going there, too. I don't think so because they only have 4 seniors. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, last year they just got off to a bad start against Elgin. Elgin won the state playoffs. Kennesaw could have won the state finals just as easily as Elgin did. That was a heck of a football game, and they kind of ran out of time. Elgin was a great football team, but Kennesaw, big second half, 11-1 last season into the state semifinals in D1. Now they set in D2 where they're going to have to hunt down Giltner.
Yeah, and, you know, talking to a lot of those guys, they said that D1, D2 jump, they don't expect a whole lot of difference. Sometimes, you know, in basketball, especially, you don't see a whole lot of difference in what C1, C2, D1 to D2. Football-wise, they know the challenge is just as tough. I mean, they have Shelton. They have Giltner. They know it's not going to get any easier for them.
And this weekend's game, you look at Bob Jensen's predictions for Pleasanton near the bottom of their district, but they lose almost everybody over there. Any other year, this would have been a whale of a football game. But Pleasant only got like a couple of kids that saw much playing time coming back. They were 9-1 last year. Three games is what they predict. I don't remember Pleasanton. I'm sure in the 15 years, maybe when Ricky took over, he took over a program that maybe was in that shape. But I don't ever remember him being sub 500. So they've got their work cut out over there. But they've got some winnable games as well. We'll see what happens. And for Kennesaw, you do get tested. You do get Giltner. You do get Shelton. And so a couple of top 10 teams, you'll know how good you are.
Absolutely. And like you said, Pleasanton, it's been a while since you could think of them as a sub 500 team. And, you know, I think that's their chip on their shoulder this year is to get out and get ready to prove them wrong.
Well, we've put up plenty of poll questions since our last show. Let's tell you what that was at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jeff having fun letting you predict the conference champions and, in some cases, who's going to the BCS. Thursday, who was the Pac-12 champ? 60% said Southern Cal, 40% said Oregon. Who's your pick to win the Big Ten? That was over the weekend. 55% say Nebraska. 22% say Wisconsin. Just lovely. Just lovely. Who is your pick to win the Big East? South Florida, 38%. Louisville, 29%. Today, who's your pick to win the SEC? Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, South Carolina, Georgia, or other? You got to put five of them out there because there's five in the top 10, Spencer.
Well, when you win the last six national championships, that might happen for you.
Does the predicted team usually win the SEC? It seems to me that that is no. Maybe the second best in the Alabama, LSU, Florida when they repeated, I think. I got to think maybe you're looking at Arkansas has the talent, but just with getting the new coach and quarterback situation, I maybe Georgia has a chance to do something special this year.
Well, I mean, not to lift up bad times, Nebraska picked to win their division last year. They fall. Obviously, Michigan State goes. Alabama picked to win the SEC. They weren't even in the SEC championship game. So you look, all these preseason picks, you can only go so far with them. And most of the times, like you said, they are wrong. So it's you just take it with a grain of salt when you see them.
One play here, one penalty there, one blown call here, one turnover there makes a whole lot of difference. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and we'll hear some comments from Brad Wagner, Kearney Little League coach from Williamsport. Stay with us. Doug and Daddy Show, Spencer Schubert with us on this Tuesday.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Head to Subway and try the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach, featured $5 footlong of August. It's a fresh spin on a Subway favorite, now with Spinach, the super good superfood. Plus, it's available all day. This August only, the Black Forest Ham, Egg, and Cheese with Spinach joins our many $5 footlongs, like the BLT and Veggie Delight. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Guys, I looked in the mirror and I saw someone who was constantly tired and seriously out of shape. My best days suddenly fell behind me. I wasn't getting the same reactions from women I'd meet, and I wasn't reacting to them like I used to either. But I knew it wasn't too late to turn my negatives into positives. So I stopped into Complete Nutrition, where a consultant told me about the Charger Pack, a supplement kit created for guys 30 and up that increases testosterone levels, which helps attack fat, build lean muscle, and increase energy. With Charger Pack in my corner, I've leaned up and regained the strength and stamina I had in my 20s. I'm energized, I have my old confidence back, and I'm performing like I did years ago, like a champ. You can do the same. Stop into Complete Nutrition and recharge your life with Charger Pack.
Charger Pack is found only at Complete Nutrition, so get in today to take back your life.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Partly sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off at around 92 for a high. Winds out of the south-southwest develop from 10 to 15. Tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies and a low at 60 with a light south wind. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
They ought to televise some of that ping pong from the Little League World Series. That's pretty intense. Little League World Series continues on ESPN, ESPN2. Doug and Daddy Show continues here on ESPN Radio with Spencer Schubert joining us on the program today. Also in baseball, Omaha Crate and Prep knocked out of the American Legion World Series yesterday, 4-3 to Brooklawn, New Jersey. Final four in the nation. Had four errors yesterday. Couldn't overcome that and fell 4-3. The championship is today, but what a run by them.
Yeah, what a run. I mean, you see some teams. You see Grand Island Home Federal have some good teams. You see Kearney runs it, but to see Creighton Prep go out and get to that Final Four, that's saying something about baseball. I mean, shoot, you got Kearney at the Little League World Series. You got Omaha Creighton Prep at their World Series. It's a good time for baseball in this state.
Some other stories that caught the eye today. Barrett Rood traded from the Saints to the Saints from Seattle, never even suited up for Seattle. A mainstay in Tampa Bay, then he went to Tennessee, signed with Seattle this spring. Now they've traded into the Saints. Saints have had three of their top linebackers injured, and so they trade him for him with an undisclosed draft choice. He'll be teamed up with Scott Shanley.
Yeah,
so a couple Nebraska
good
boys.
Husker tie.
There you go with the Saints. Also, Tri-City Storm's Mike Vecchione headed to Union College after this season to play hockey. And how many people knew about Akoya Gal thinking about leaving Omaha Central? That would have screwed things up for the Heartland Hoops Classic, Eric yeah. Behrens, the coach at Central, and all that kind of thing. And Tom Chattel has a good article today, and Tom Chattel is going to join us on the program Thursday. Also tomorrow, before I forget, Johnny the Jet Rogers leads off the program tomorrow. He's going to be at the State Fair, and we're going to talk about why and when, and then talk about his thoughts on where the Huskers are and all these years after the game of the century and the greatest run in Nebraska history. But getting back to Akoya Gal and Tom Chattel, if Husker, A, how much Husker basketball fans are out there? And if you're a psychotic Husker basketball fan, you're psychotic. Leave Akoya Gal alone. We talked about this a long time ago. We talked about it this spring. We talked about it when Tim Miles took over. Ladies and gentlemen, the probability of Akoya Gal coming to Nebraska rose slightly above 0% when Devrell Biggs came to Lincoln. All right? Biggs just got into classes today, finally got everything cleared out. A Gal is too good to play at Nebraska. Yes, it would be great if Akoya Gal, but if you, as a person that lives in Nebraska, put one sense of negativity towards this young man or want to pressure him to sign with the Huskers, you have problems. This is a kid that can go play at Georgetown, Connecticut. He can immediately go to some of the top 10 teams in the country, and he hasn't even played his senior season. Everybody in the country knows about this kid. And as Tom Chattel wrote today, Spencer, now at least people know that there is some Nebraska, some talented basketball players in Nebraska, even if it's only a Gal right now that's the elite. I just can't believe that he's getting Twitters and emails and Facebooks and all that social media saying, you are such a man. What is he, 17?
Right. Well, I mean, and you look at this entire situation, like you said, he's too good. I mean, Nebraska, safe to say they're not there right now. They're in a coaching transition. Tim Miles is doing a great job. Is he going to bring Nebraska kids in a lot more than Doc Sadler is? Yes. But is he going to bring in Okoye Gaw? No. Okoye Gaw knows he's going to bigger places, bigger schools, bigger scenes. If he's not in the ACC or Big East by this time next year, talk to somebody else. I mean, he's going to be in a big-time conference. He's going to play for teams like you mentioned, Georgetown, Connecticut. Don't be surprised if Duke and North Carolina are on his radar. It's a situation for him where he's got the pick of the litter, and Nebraska, like you said, might be in that one percentile right now of a choice for him.
Let's put it in your Nebraska fans' frame of mind. Let's say that you are one of the best football players in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best football player in Idaho. You have a scholarship to go to USC, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Alabama. Why would you consider Idaho at all?
Or even Boise State at that point. I mean, obviously, I think Boise State would be the school of choice if you're going to stay in Idaho at all. But it's one of those situations where when you have your dream school.
Go with Wyoming.
Right.
Go with some of these other schools out there.
Yeah, I mean, you have your dream choices of schools. You could go to Southern California. You can go to Gainesville, Florida. You can go to tropical locations. Do you want to stay in the Potato State? Probably not when you have those options out there for you.
Yeah. What does Nebraska do that's exciting? Tim Miles is trying. They signed that deal to play three different tournaments over the next 3 years and even get over to Hawaii. Maybe that's one of the selling points because a guy would get to go to Hawaii, but I'm sure wherever he goes, they're going to get to do some cool things. The basis of the story, and they're not talking much at Omaha Central, a guy confirmed that he will play for his senior season at Central and will not take a planned visit to a private school in Maryland known for bringing in players from across the nation, including Kevin Durant. A guy said he would visit Montrose Christian School in Rockford, Maryland, which has produced many college players. But now a Gaw stays put. The Eagles are taking on this big schedule. They go to Palm Classic in Fort Myers, Florida. They play Oak Hill Academy at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island in February. Central coach Eric Behrens telling the Omaha World Herald, "We're moving forward with our team as planned. I had no comment last week, and I don't think I want to comment now. It's like things balanced out." A Gaw says, "I can't talk about any of that. I've been told not to say anything." So there you go. And tickets go on sale for the Heartland Hoops Classic beginning Thursday at Ticketmaster.com at 8:30 in the morning. So we're tipping off even earlier because they're going to give some time before that last game at night. High Plains will play Heartland Lutheran. At 10:15, Sutton will play Grand Island Central Catholic. At noon on February the 9th, Raymond Central will play Hastings St. Cecilia. At 1:45, Grand Island Senior High will play Lincoln Pius X. At 3:30, Archbishop Bergen plays Donovan Trumbull. At 5:15, Kearney Catholic will play Grand Island Northwest. At 7 o'clock, Boys Town, your defending C1 state champ, take on the power from Norfolk Catholic. And then at 9 o'clock, the matchup of the number one team in the country, Oak Hill Academy, against the number one team in Nebraska, Omaha Central. And again, we will be your exclusive home for every game of the Heartland Hoops Classic on Platte River Radio, ESPN, Classic Hits 98.9, and maybe more if necessary. So looking forward to that coming up in February. And go to Ticketmaster.com because the tickets go on sale on Thursday.
And don't be surprised if you see some big-time guys at that game sitting in the stands. Don't be surprised if Bill Self is sitting out there in the stands of the Heartland Event Center watching those games. I mean, like you said, not only Oak Hill Academy coming in, but you do have Okoye Gaw. You have him playing in this game. You have all those players from Oak Hill. It's going to be a situation where you might see some pretty famous people hanging out in Grand Island for a day.
888-455-ESPN. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now if you've not won in the last 2 months. This is your opportunity to get a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats for their great steaks, their great sausages, their ground beef to grill on out. Maybe get some bacon, put on those BLTs. Why screw up your LT with a bad B? There's no doubt about it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now at 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jamie.
Jamie, we've been watching the Little League World Series. Nebraska's own Kyle Peterson has been covering half the games, including the Nebraska games. Kyle Peterson pitched for one Major League Baseball team. Who was it?
Mariners.
not the Mariners. Try back, 888-455-3776. Who we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, which Major League Baseball team did Kyle Peterson throw for?
I'm going to say Minnesota.
It was not Minnesota, but good guess. Try back, 888-455-3776. Pitched from 99 to 2001. Let's stay with that question. Who are we chatting with?
Chris,
what Major League Baseball team did Kyle Peterson pitch for?
Royals.
It was not the Kansas City Royals. Try back. Good times. good times. Doug and Daddy with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Ken.
Ken, do you know which Major League Baseball team Kyle Peterson pitched for?
Detroit Tigers.
It was not the Detroit Tigers. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Matt.
Matt, what Major League Baseball team did Kyle Peterson pitch for?
I was really hoping you were going to change the question. the Brewers.
That's correct. You didn't want to change the question, brother. There you go. $25 gift card. He pitched for the Milwaukee Brewers for a couple of seasons after going to Stanford. See, Peterson, and hang on the line. We'll get you hooked up here. Jeff will take care. You get that $25 gift card. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
See, there's another one. Kyle Peterson didn't pitch for the Huskers. This is right before their big run where they start getting to the College World Series. He went to Stanford.
Yeah, and I mean, Stanford, a good baseball school. You can't turn him down for that. I mean, and that's something where everybody in this state wants the good players to stay in this state. But if you're good enough, if you are the Akoya guys, if you are the Kyle Petersons, go out, go see some palm trees. We can't blame you after growing up in this state without one palm tree to see you for miles and miles.
There's some Tim Miles and Miles. folks, we want to remind you that our Husker lunches begin 1 week from tomorrow on August the 29th. The initial Husker lunch will be at the Plottage in Grand Island. And if you would like to call for reservations, brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Graham Tires, Cunningham's Journal, call 398-4941. This has been a packed house the last couple of years. Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, they will be at our events. Sean to open things up at the Husker lunch season opener at the Plottage in Grand Island next Wednesday, the 29th. Call for reservations for your group to ensure your seat, 308-398-4941. Then the rest of the year we'll be at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney after every Husker game. So check it out. Brought to you by Grand Island Home Federal, Cunningham's Journal, and Graham Tire, along with Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Folks, high school football season gets underway this week, and we are currently looking for correspondents from each area school to help us get you the scores. It's pretty easy. We're going to be the home base. Then we're going to send out all the information. We even got you hook up and receive the same scores that we do. Basically, if you're going to your high school football game every week, be one of our reporters. You'll get a Platte River Radio, ESPN Superstation polo shirt. All we ask is that you text us the score updates throughout the night, and we let everybody know what they are. If you're interested in being your high school football correspondent for the season, just email us or call us here at the station, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Talk to Jeff. He'll get you signed up. High school football starts this Friday.
Crazy. Week zero. Here we are.
Sports Extra?
Not this week. We're doing Sports Extra next week, the week one, so to speak, of high school football. And volleyball starting up as well next week. It's back.
Now
you're busy.
We don't have to have we get extra time though Friday, right, for your highlights?
We do have an extra sports block scheduled in, so we'll have plenty of football highlights. Go ahead. And for those scores, we might not be able to offer you a comfy polo like you guys, but don't be afraid to email those in also to sports@nebraska.tv. Got to get our plug in.
Now, you being the Nebraska guy, this is the way it is. No matter what the media is, has Dave learned all the towns around here so nobody gets tripped up? Because people like to have fun with us. They call us. They call you. Yeah, it was Holbrook 22 and Orleans 20 in double overtime. They don't have schools, and they're smaller ones. It's pretty funny.
Exactly. And, I mean, I got to admit, My most embarrassing name mispronunciation was Cyboron. I said that once, my first day.
The Ciborans.
The Ciborans. I got that one taken care of.
Well, that's the only time you root for kids to graduate, don't you?
That's exactly right.
Well, we will have plenty of games on our network of stations, ESPN 1460, Kearney High, and Pius. Also on 1230 KHAS, Hastings and Seward. On Classic Hits 98.9, Overton plays Stapleton, McPherson County. And on The Breeze 94.5 FM, Pleasanton takes on Kennesaw. And we want to thank Kennesaw coach Craig Schnitzler for joining us on the show today. Wait a minute. I didn't play Brad's interview. What am I doing? Kill that. How come we didn't? Why did you slap me? We promised it all. I was going to make this big presentation at the end. Say it, well, I just talked about screwing up. I want to thank Daryl Morris and Tony Harper. But we did hear from Coach Brad Wagner. This is my bad. We had about 5 minutes to chat with him after yesterday's ball game where they defeated Germany. First off, Brad, it's got to feel good that the kids came out and played a real good baseball game today. I know Germany kind of got down, and I guess the snowball kind of ran over them today as it had your kids the first couple of games. But just the overall feeling after coming away with a win.
Well, yeah, it's so much better. You know, the kids are just down, and you could just tell. I didn't say too much to them about, you know, getting beat pretty bad in two games, and they were kind of questioning, well, you know, how good are we? And we got on Europe. They gave us some extra outs, and we punished them for it. And that's kind of the way it goes when you miss a few fly balls. But I was just glad, you know, the kid that they threw first threw hard. He was hitting 70 miles an hour, and we still hit him, and he threw a pretty good curveball. And so I'm just glad for them. You know, now they're going to be able to look at it and say, we won a game. You know, it changes the whole thing for them, and I'm proud of them. They looked good, you know, at practice this morning, and I thought, well, we got a good chance against this team because we just had a good attitude. And again, that's been the thing. They all have good attitudes, and they came to play.
I'm guessing this will make the whole experience a lot better because not only did you win, but everybody got to do something today.
Yeah, that's you nailed that. I mean, getting a win is great, but yeah, when I go look at the box score, and you know, I got kids getting their first hit. Mark Hergis got his first hit. Jake Gappa had a bunch of RBIs and 10 hits, and you know, it's just great for those kids that haven't got in as much to do what they did. It's more than icing on the cake. It's awesome.
How about that home run?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that little stinker. He hadn't done much until this game, and I know the pressure was getting on him pretty bad. After that first game, and the second game didn't come up with anything. And yeah, I couldn't be prouder of the kid. It was awesome.
It probably takes less than 20 seconds for your son Jared to run around the bases, but you're standing over there at third. Tell me what's going through your mind as he's getting from first when it clears the fence till you get to slap his hand. What was that like?
I think I held my breath. You know, I think it's a moment where I couldn't tell you what I was thinking. It's just almost a moment that disappeared in my life because I never dreamt that we'd even be there, that I'd be able to see my son play at Williamsport. You know, the other moment I had the other night was when he steps into the box and I look up and there's Oral Hershiser, Carl Ravitch, and Terry Francona about to talk about my son as he goes to bat, you know, and then to hit a home run. Yeah, it was an emotional moment for me. I got to be honest with you. I got a little emotional for a little bit, but it's a highlight of my fatherhood. I can tell you that one of the many I've been lucky to have.
Well, obviously, the whole thing is great. We hear that you're coming back on Thursday. You're going to play a friendly. I guess that's kind of a soccer term. You're going to play a friendly with Uganda on Wednesday. Tell me how that all is going to play out.
Well, yeah, they allow on Wednesdays and Thursdays in the mornings, they'll set up a friendship crossover game. You can play an international team. And right away, when we were eliminated, we went and said, we want Uganda. When can we do it? And they set it up, and they put we get umpires, we get scoreboards, scorekeepers, you know, just no TV, and we just want to play them. Their coach is really cool, Henry. He's quite the character, and all the kids love him. He's a big clown, and they have fun with him. And the kids are just, you know, everybody gravitates towards them because they're just happy-go-lucky kids playing baseball, probably about as pure a situation of baseball as you can. You know, they're 11-year-olds. Their families live in the sugar factory housing. I mean, they didn't have shoes when they got here. They didn't want to wear their shoes at first. There's just all these stories about them. They got here and they went out and rolled around in the grass because they don't have grass back home. You know, just things like that that make you realize that we are the luckiest country in the world, to say the least. And so we're going to go play them, have fun doing it, and who cares what the score is.
Well, Brad, I always appreciate the time. I know your time is very valuable. You're keeping busy while you're out there. We'll talk to you again on Friday when you guys get back and kind of recap the whole experience that you guys have been living the last 3 weeks.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me on the show. It's been fun.
Thanks, Brad, and that should do it for Doug and Daddy today. They play a friendly game with Uganda tomorrow and return home on Thursday. We already did the music stuff, so you know we're out of here. Spencer, thanks for giving us some time again, co-hosting the show.
Always a pleasure.
He's done a great job. That's the last two. We're going to have to work
like
on the
it.
Host. You're co-hosting, but your hosts are just crazy. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report will join us. Johnny the Jet Rogers, Heisman Trophy winner, will join us. And Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, Tervell DeLogne, will be in town this weekend. We expect Tervell on the show. Just not sure if it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. The Olympian will be with us at one of those points. They've got their UNK Booster Wrestling Banquet coming up Friday and Saturday at the World Theater. You can go to lopers.com for more information. We will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.